Time to cast a big net. Greetings, dear ones. I am Observer, the bodysuit. I join you this day with a vision of planet Earth to help you see where you are in this beautiful game. You know, when you awoke this morning, you not only got up and put your clothes on, but you put on a bodysuit. You put on a suit that you've designed for your journey on the game board. That bodysuit reminds you of the part that you are playing. As you regain consciousness from the sleep state, it is similar to having a bookmark of your life on Earth, for it reminds you of where you left off and what you were doing, your larger goals and beliefs, as well as emotional scars, are all carried within that bodysuit. It has been carefully aimed in a chosen direction. When you sleep, you carefully place it aside, like a suit of clothes you hang up for the night. You clean it and prepare it for the next day's journey. It supports and protects you in the density of the game. It's a beautiful game, even with the contrast, yet it's very challenging to see that it's a game when you're in the midst of it. There's an interesting part that has happened fairly recently. We'd like to help you become aware of it and learn a bit more about how to anchor this in your own lives. The energy has moved through the planet Earth very quickly. As we've mentioned before, several years ago, time itself started to shift and come together. Time is, and always has been, variable for humans and individuals. Although that is not a problem, the collective vibration has been somewhat stationary in relationship to time. But that is now changing ever so slowly. The human heart is on the rise. Celebrate it, dear ones, and anchor it into your lives. Humans naturally react in fear as they feel a change to their base energy. Reactions vary greatly, but the overall reaction to any fear is to step back. It's actually an energetic fear, not a conscious one. What happens is that your energy field rotating in the form of a torus retracts closer to the body, then gets pulled back as it feels the shift. Although it feels like protection in the short term, if the field is not re-expanded, the person can become open to outside influence and even radicalization. Treat yourself well. The self-first, selfish equation. You deserve to be comfortable. It's very simple. You're a spirit. You came from infinity, which means that you had everything you could ever imagine. Then you come here, pretend to be finite, pretend to play the game as a physical human. You've done amazingly well, but time itself has squeezed together over the last 7 years. Now it seems to you as if everything is running shorter. Not quite enough time to do the same things as you used to do. That's a natural progression of age, as perception can change daily. Yet this is much more widespread. As the physical body experiences a squeeze, it feels threatened. So the first thing it does is to bring in its own field and pull it tight around the body, circulating but not expanding at all. That is the action of being self-first, which is absolutely appropriate because it's an energetic survival instinct. It is also critical because you're the only one that can do it. Many times, you think that becoming self-first is being selfish. Although the first initial actions may both look the same, they are different. A person who is selfish puts themselves in front of the energy line and cuts everybody else off. However, a person who is self-first fills their cup first, taking care of their own needs so that they have more to give other people. We tell you now that you deserve to have everything you need and more on this journey. Abundance is your nature. Lack is a learned condition. If you're taking care of others or are responsible for another, this can be a tedious balance. Know that these are very difficult times for many on planet Earth. So taking time for yourself can be a wise investment. We also tell you help is on the way at several different levels. Much of this was caused by the virus that has been on planet Earth. But if not, it would have been something much worse to accomplish it. This could have resolved much faster with communication and unity. But instead of that, there are things coming which will start to help in many different areas. It is not just the virus and the deaths that have resulted, but importantly, it's the new connections and the internal light each of you have shown brightly. This has been a time of heroes, dear ones. Humanity has been working on this collectively, and the pressure has been building. Soon you'll be able to see much more of what is ahead. So we ask you to take care of yourselves and treat yourselves well. If you have more energy, take care of the person next to you. You can treat them well, it begins a chain of events, one heart to the next. Do that often and create magic. Now, let's return for a moment to what we talked about earlier, your energy field. Most people walking around on planet Earth are used to having a huge energy field, almost 3 feet across. You wake up and put on your bodysuit for the day ahead. Then you find that your energy field has shrunk to about half of what it was. With a little bit of practice and effort, you can certainly expand that back out. This will become very critical in the days ahead. But it does take more energy right now, with more alternate realities being offered on Earth to control people. Just walking through daily life can be more challenging. Stay centered in a reality that empowers you without disempowering others. Pointing to anything as the problem is a misdirection of energy. In spirit, everyone is deeply connected, even if the human part disagrees with realities they are living in. And that's the good news here. There are many opportunities that look like are starting to land around the third month of next year for a jump in the human perception. We'll come back together to work with you to be able to put more of a focus on it, but you should be prepared now. And that's what we wish to tell you today. You know, fishermen, they go out and they cast their nets and where they believe the fish are. And then they pull those nets in with whatever catch they have. And they cast their nets again. Most of the time, dear ones, your energy fields have been taking only what is directly in front of you. Now it's time to cast a much larger net, the big one, and the net that will land around March. Time to cast. It's time to set all those nets into motion now. There are many opportunities to start a new project, a new direction, or passion. Since the world has shifted, some may be changing jobs and careers. All these things are possibilities. But this is the right time, right now, during the next several months, to start casting well into the future. Instead of worrying about where your foot is going to land in the next step, we want to talk about where you're going to land several months from now. These are the perfect opportunities to plant yourself into the future for a short time and to plant something positive. Plant something that you can grow. Something that has to do with your passion and grounds you on this planet. That is a very critical piece. Yet it is difficult with so much going on. Most people are simply looking at the ground to see where their foot can land next. Look not just at March, but all the months ahead of that. Where will you be 6 months from now? 4 months from now? 5 months from now? What would you like to start even now? Those are real possibilities as you create larger picture. 3, 4, even 5 months from now, the energy waves that are coming through are opening up some of the possibilities and actually giving people a breathing pattern. You have noticed that the virus on the planet, many people have done whatever is necessary to dance through and not even address the critical issues. The real cost of that virus is starting to show as global economies attempt to reset. But that actually opens doors, so please don't lose sight of that. Watch for these magical waves and plant the feelings of where you wish to be in a meditation, a dream, or just a thought pattern. A mindful moment can now anchor your reality in new ways, but you have to cast a large net. It's time to think big, and that's one of the biggest pieces that we wish to share with you this day. Humanity has shifted some of the energy, but you're still incredibly separated on planet Earth. It's a rather fascinating process to see that, as duality is actually leaving. Yes, it's raising its head and rearing up for all that it can do, and you're seeing that process. Universal thought. At this time on Earth, it's all about finding a collective place to grow, to become empowered yourself, and to move into that creative aspect. All creativity comes from the same place, straight from home. In reality, everyone has the same ideas. It's a conscious flow of universal thought patterns that moves from one brain to the next very quietly and naturally. Sometimes you'll find yourself thinking very negative thoughts, or thoughts that you would normally not even consider. Dear ones, you're not responsible for each of those thoughts that flows through your brain. You're responsible for the ones that stay there. So choose carefully. Take a breath. There's much taking place on Earth at this moment. Humanity is finding a deeper understanding of the larger aspects of spirituality. Dear ones, each person to incarnate at this time has something to bring to the collective as it evolves. At some point, you'll be called into service. And if you simply look the other way and decide you're not ready, it will come again, and again, and again. The reality is that those who need your gifts can see you. They know who you are. They may not understand it consciously, but if people fall into problems, they will reach out. Many of you are beings that they will reach to. In that opportunity, you propagate a global web of love. That is magical, and it shifts the entire energy of everything that you're working with. It's time to look ahead and cast a big net. Many of you are experts in several different areas. Some of you have come back right now from the future, for that magic is here at this moment. So we tell you, dear ones, when you can stop looking directly in front of you, the magic is actually happening just before your foot hits the ground. Trust it. Look ahead months in the future. And think big. It is with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in this way. We ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together, dear ones, as you create this magical new game. I am Observer, and I like to watch. Espavo.